We all know that Tony Abbott won the election over the weekend. And now the burning question for anyone still interested in the Labor Party is who's going to be the opposition leader. Kevin Rudd told us in his concession speech on Saturday night that he wouldn't be contesting the position. And no one else has officially put their hand up yet. Well, there's been a lot of speculation, but it's all a little bit confused because just after Kevin Rudd became PM for the second time, he made some changes to the way the Labor Party chooses their parliamentary leader. To take us through it, Emma Rennie joins me now in the studio. Emma, what's the situation at the moment?
Well, as you said, Kevin Rudd stepped down over the weekend, and today the former Treasurer Chris Bowen announced that he's not going to contest the party leadership. That means that Deputy PM Anthony Albanese, or former Deputy PM Anthony Albanese, and the frontbencher Bill Shorten are likely contestants for the opposition leader's position. Right. If they both put their hand up, though, it gets complicated, because this is what Rudd said in his concession speech on Saturday.
We've begun the process of party reform, including the process new formed for the election of the leader, so that in the future our leaders will be elected by a combination of 50% of you, the entire branch membership of our party, and 50% from the parliamentary members. This is the beginning of the democratisation of our party.
Okay, so a roaring reception there for Rudd, but what exactly does that mean?
Well, basically, those changes were introduced back in July. They're not that new, but it means that when Labor decides to bring in a new parliamentary leader, that's either the PM or the opposition leader, depending on how they go, half of the vote comes from the caucus and half of the vote comes from the rank and file members, the day-to-day Labor Party members.
Right, so party members get a say in who leads the party, which kind of sounds like a pretty good idea.
Yeah, it is a good idea in theory, but when Rudd announced it, there were some concerns over extremism. The idea was that extremely left-wing Labor Party members would want to vote for extremely left-wing leaders, so we'd see these extreme left-wing leaders running the Labor Party in the parliament. But because America has a slightly similar operation over there with their politics, I spoke to Dr. Adam Lockyer from the University of Sydney. He lectures in American politics and foreign policy, and he reckons Australia should be pretty safe from extremists.
What happens in how the Labor Party has decided to select their leaders is that they first have to go to caucus. So they first have to be a fairly moderate figure to begin with to get the okay from the caucus. Then they appeal to the population, or so the members of the Labor Party.
So before it goes to that ballot, a potential candidate does have to get a backing of 20% from the caucus before they can go to the ballot.
So why did Rudd introduce these changes back in July?
Well, more recently, a lot of Labor politicians have said that they lost the election due to the party's disunity. Back then, Rudd was saying Australians demand to know that the Prime Minister they elect is the Prime Minister they get, which may or may not have been a cheap shot. We don't know. But basically, it seems that Labor hopes this decision will empower the party members and restore a bit of faith in Labor.
So, under all these new rules, what's going to happen with the election of the upcoming opposition leader?
In honesty, it depends entirely on Bill Shorten and Anthony Albanese now. If they both put their hand up, then we do go through this ballot process, and that could take a few weeks. But if only one of them puts their hand up, then the leadership isn't contested. It's a much more straightforward process, should be sorted out pretty quickly.
Emma Rennie, thanks for making it so clear.
Cheers.